Hello, my name's Tony Habra, and I'm the superintendent here at Haynes. I wanted to take a moment and comment on what I believe about education. Summer is a unique time for educators. There's very little time for reflection while the students are in the building, so although I work hard to spend some time every day thinking about how I might improve, it's the summer that affords me the chance to dig a little deeper. One thing I look at every year is what I believe about education. I wanted to share my thoughts with the community, not because they're new or astounding, but because they help frame who I am and why I do what I do. I realize that my actions will better define who I am to people, but putting my thoughts to paper and putting them out here will give people a place to start judging those actions. My beliefs define who I am, although some of these are paraphrases of what others, including Dr. John Draper, Dr. John Gatta, and Dr. Deborah Ball have said before me, the beliefs are mine. I believe that every child deserves a quality education, no matter where they live, who they are related to, what the color of their skin happens to be, or how much money their parents make. I believe that tests are a byproduct of education, not the reason for it. Creativity, resilience, self-discipline, determination, imagination, critical thought, and ingenuity are more important. I believe that all children can learn, but at different rates and with different talents and gifts. I believe data is not a hammer to beat our teachers with, but that it is a ladder that helps us raise our students up. I believe that great teachers are made, not born. I believe the vast majority of educators are outstanding people who care deeply about all children. I believe that evaluations should be used to lift us up and challenge us, not beat us down and get rid of us. I believe that every teacher is a student and that every student is a teacher. I believe that when we stop trying to turn education into a business or to use it as a political football, public schools will be greatly improved. Finally, I believe that there is music in public schools, but it is up to the educators to make sure that everyone hears it. I have started meeting with all the educators in the district, and let me point out that I use the word educator and not teacher in my last sentence. I am meeting with educators. Every person who works as a part of this district, every parent in this community, and every human being who touches the life of a child is an educator. I still have a lot to learn, and I'm learning more with each connection I make. I'm planning to present the findings in late September or early October, but I already know one thing. We have a great district with dedicated educators and wonderful students. I am fortunate to be able to work here, and I am thankful to have that opportunity. I believe it. Thank you.